Our guest analyst this afternoon, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Allison, looks like these grains just kind of satisfied to just trade back and forth in their trading ranges.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We didn't get a whole lot of fresh news in today's session to move the market really one way or another. So we didn't really see any really strong moves one way or another during today's session. So corn kept us pretty much range-bound, nothing new. Still on the bottom half of that range, even following last Thursday's report. Soybeans kept losses today. They kind of traded both ways. We did have some steeper losses earlier, but actually came back, likely because we saw some good moves in both corn and wheat. Wheat actually came in trading a little bit more mixed today, but interestingly, spring wheat was the leader today, and that has to do with the weekly export sales report. So wheat is obviously kind of running behind, but actually hard red spring wheat is seeing really good exports for both old crop and even new crop now that the marketing year is coming to an end. We are going to start watching for some new crop sales. So maybe that's starting to catch the market's attention. I know looking at futures, you wouldn't think that to be the case, but maybe the market is finally starting to see some of that there is some demand there, and maybe we'll see it reflected in price. But just like corn and soybeans, spring wheat has been relatively range-bound for 6 weeks. We've been kind of stuck between that 640 to 680 mark. So we really need to see a break out of that before we get too excited about seeing some higher prices on the horizon.
Do you think spring wheat will try to buy some acres here yet?
I think there could be, but ultimately the market is working how it should. We did get higher spring wheat acres in the planting prospective plantings report. So the market was expecting them to be lower. So the market was doing what it needs to do. They don't want more spring wheat acres being planted, and they pushed it down to new lows following it. So it's telling guys we don't want the acres planted. And I guess that's how markets work, unfortunately. But if we don't see a real sizable gain, there isn't going to be a whole lot of spring wheat acres going in outside of rotational needs. Just speaking with guys around here, I know it's really frustrating to see that, especially when you have to put it in the ground for rotations. But the market is working like it's supposed to. If it does decide that we're going to need some acres along the way, since we are seeing some strong demand, it has to kick it in here into gear here pretty soon.
Sure. Over in the livestock side, looks like we're trying to stabilize here a little bit.
Yeah, finally, after seeing some pretty steep down days again based on that avian bird flu hitting the dairy herds, that's been the big topic. But I'm not surprised to see a little bit of a reprieve here. Again, it was kind of overdone to the downside. Market just doesn't like uncertainty, and there's obviously plenty of it. We just don't know what it means for things going forward. But it seemed overdone. So seeing a little bit of reprieve here is good for the market. Take a breath, and hopefully we'll get some fresh information from the CDC or USDA, something that we can stick to or at least reduce some of this risk.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Outside markets are still something I'm watching. Next week we do get CPI data out, which will give a new take on inflation, at least for the month of March. And obviously there's a lot of uncertainty on where inflation is going to come in at. Gold's actually been an interesting reader and known as an indicator for inflation, crude prices, and interestingly, wheat and corn prices as well. So if that's an indication of things to come, inflation probably isn't going away. We could see higher crude prices, and hopefully corn and wheat will follow.
The Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.